Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about being in motion and being at rest. It's this idea that we can be both in motion, moving and taking action on the things that we know to do, while also staying at rest mentally, in our mind, in our soul, in our emotions. We can be at rest on the inside, because it's God in us who's doing the work. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion times is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge, which is about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all of their families, their friends, everybody who's connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You know, we pray that prayer often. And sometimes it's good to pray other prayers as well, but sometimes there's just this value that comes through repetition. As we just pray these things consistently, we pray these things, that prayer from Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says, I keep asking this. I keep asking these things over and over. Why does he keep asking? I think as we keep asking more and more, our faith begins to grow. We begin to believe it. We begin to believe we receive it the moment we pray more and more. It's one of the things that I believe that happens, that faith begins to rise up to higher and higher levels on the inside as you begin to repeat these things. Just like exercising your physical body, as you begin to practice, let's say, push-ups or squats or whatever it is, the more you begin to practice just those basic fundamentals, the stronger you get at those things. In our prayer life, I think just some repetition is good. It's also good to vary things and pray just from the heart as well. But that combination of the two, with consistency, with some variety to keep it fresh, can do a lot of good in our lives. But let's get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step is positioning in the light. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that happens through the forgiveness of sins. He's rolled away our sins. He's washed away our sins. Brings us into his kingdom. That happens through that forgiveness. We have to receive that forgiveness from God. Then we got to give that same grace and forgiveness to ourselves. Think of it like three levels. Receiving from God, giving it to ourselves in the middle, letting it flow through us to other people as the third phase. But a lot of times we miss it in the middle. We don't give ourselves that same grace and pressure. We put all that pressure on ourselves, or that same grace and forgiveness. We put all that pressure on ourselves to be perfect, to get it all right, And when we miss the mark, we condemn ourselves and beat ourselves up, just taking the pressure off of yourself. Receiving that grace from God and just giving that same grace and forgiveness to yourself, just like God has given you. And then letting it flow through you to others. That means we got to release some things, just like God's released us from our sins. We got to release some things from ourselves and from other people. Got to let go of some things maybe that we've done that other people have done to us. And that brings us into the light. But then we have to magnify that light. We can begin to magnify that light through gratitude, by focusing on what's going well, progress that we've made, steps forward that we've taken. Often we get caught focusing on all the things that are wrong. And one of the things I've learned is you begin to focus on what went wrong in your day, for example. There's no end to the number of things that you find. But if you begin to focus on things that you're grateful for in your day or things that went well, there's also no end to the things that you can find. It's all a matter of which one you want to focus on. We can focus on darkness or we can begin to focus on light. And we want to begin to magnify that light. So just taking a couple seconds here, a couple minutes to write down, what are a few things that you're grateful for over the last 24 hours? Maybe things that you wouldn't normally think of. Could be little things even. And then what steps forward did you take over the last 24 hours? You can gain some encouragement by looking back at how far God has brought you in your life. Often we get caught looking at how far we have to go still. But just look back at how far you come. You can gain some encouragement from that. And then as we get into our emotions, I like to think of peace and joy of my indicators of what I'm magnifying, what I'm focused on, what I'm making bigger on the inside of me. Is it God? Things that are going well, am I focused on those or am I magnifying the problems of life? Which one am I magnifying on in my life? It's going to show up as in the fruit of my emotions. I like to think of peace as my indicator. I'm single-minded in my focus on God, single-minded on the light. Whereas a lack of peace often means that I'm wavering, I'm double-minded, I'm looking at the problems more than I'm looking at what God can do. A lack of joy, I like to think of as my indicator, as a lack of presence. When we're in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. I like to think of joy as my indicator. I'm living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me. I'm not living in regret over the past, not living in worry about an uncertain future, because our hope and our trust and our security are in God. He's already gone ahead of us. He's already got it worked out. And we can live in this present moment doing the things that we know to do today. We can give him our dreams, visions, plans, and begin to execute today the things that you know to do. We talk about today, putting it into motion, but then doing it the right way, putting things into motion, but staying at rest in Christ at the same time, because it's God in you who's doing the work. You can be in motion, but at rest at the same time. It sounds like an oxymoron or one of these types of things. In motion, but at rest at the same time. So what do you know to do today? What are the things that you know need to happen today? It might be some administrative things, things around the house, things in your workplace. What needs to happen today? Just make a quick list of those things. And then is there anything that you're procrastinating on or you feel God stirring or this popping up in your conscience? Like you keep getting these reminders on the inside to do this thing, to take this step, to reach out to this certain person, beginning to take action on those things. And is there anything bigger that God is prompting or stirring in your life, but maybe you haven't taken that step yet because it looks big or overwhelming or like you're not capable of it? How could you just take the first step forward in that today? And then focus on executing, doing the things that you know to do, and then doing them the right way, doing them with peace and joy and confidence in God, because we're at rest, trusting him to do the work. Think about it. It's an amazing thing. God gives us the prompting and the leading of what to do in our lives. And then he also gives us the equipping and the empowering and the anointing to do it in his strength. He's not only showing us what to do, he's helping us execute it in his strength as well. And then how are we going to know what to do? That's where it's important to tune into his voice. It's his voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. We have to take the time to tune in, to listen, and to follow his leading in our lives. So if you want to pause the recording, you can. Just taking a couple minutes to get still and to listen. Whatever comes to mind, just begin to write it down. Just ask God this question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me over the last 24 hours? And if you asked me that question and I had something I wanted to share with you, I would let you know right away. So ask God that question. Get still. Whatever comes into your mind, just write it down. Even if you think it's not God, just write it down. And begin to do that day by day. His voice is going to lead you to this beautiful place. And it's going to help to train you to hear his voice better. So we were doing some science with my kids the other day. And we were talking about forces in the world and how objects can be in the world of science. They say an object is either in motion or it's at rest. An object is either in motion or it's at rest. And I started thinking about that. God wants our lives to be in motion. Our lives are supposed to be producing fruit. We're supposed to be fruitful, to multiply, to increase greatly, to be obedient, to follow the directions and the plans and those nudges that he's giving us on the inside, while at the same time, taking the pressure completely off of ourselves and relying on God's grace flowing through us like a river. Jesus says, he who believes in me out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And so I want you to think of this analogy of you're on a raft and you're floating along with the current of the water. So you can be in motion and you can be just laying back like this on the raft, doing nothing. You are in motion, but you're totally at rest. You are in motion and at rest at the same time. In our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, one of the key concepts we often talk about is this idea of both, about having balance and the idea of both. Often when we're faced with two opposing things, am I in motion or am I at rest? Which one is it? Yes, we're in motion while at rest because we're taking action on the things God's telling us to do, but it's him who's doing it through us. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me working. I toiled with all of his energy, which so powerfully worked within me. So how are we going to do this? We're going to tune into God. We're going to do the things that we know to do. We're going to execute. But we're going to do so with peace and joy. And it's going to be easy. It's going to be effortless. Those are your cues that is God's grace flowing through you to make it happen. And what are the keys I've learned? When God's grace is flowing through me and empowering the action to happen, I feel more energized. Oftentimes, you get to the end of the day and you did all this work, you actually feel more tired. When it's God's grace working through you, one of the things I found is usually you're more energized because he was doing the work through you. It's like you can do more and more and more work without getting tired. And all of a sudden, your capacity to do more and more increases while still not getting tired. Which is really important, especially this time of year in the late summer, in August, getting into September soon. This is a time usually where there's a lot to do. It might seem like there's more to do than you can get done in any one day. That's where we have to master this idea of in motion, but also in rest. Let's look at the two sides. In motion, people that are just working and working and working and working, but they're totally wearing themselves out. Maybe that's you. Maybe you know somebody who that's the case for them. They're just on the go constantly. They're trying to be productive. They're trying to do more and more and more, but they're totally wearing themselves out. They're exhausted all the time. They have no energy. They're just going on sheer willpower. And what's going to happen? They're going to burn out. On the other side, people that are totally at rest, they just dream and plan, or maybe they don't even do that, and they just do nothing. They're totally at rest. And so we want the best of both worlds. Highly productive, highly active, taking high levels of action on the things that you know to do, not the things you're uncertain on, not the things you're unsure of, the things that you know that you know that you know to do. You are executing. And when you really break all those down in a given day, that eliminates a lot of the things that people often get caught up doing. What do you know to do today? And taking high levels of action on those things, while at the same time, totally relying on God's power to help you to execute those things, being totally at rest in your mind and just taking the pressure off yourself and saying, God, I need your help with this. Taking that pressure off yourself and executing it with peace and joy and a good attitude. And when you execute those things with a good attitude, it's energizing for you most of the time. Assuming you're not just doing some majorly physical labor all day long, it's usually very energizing for you to do those things. Your cue is you're going to put out more productivity and work than you've done in most days ever, but you're going to feel better at the end of the day than when you started. You can be more energized at the end of the day than when you started. And you might get tired for a second. You're doing a lot of work. Maybe you're doing physical work. You might get tired for a second, but all of a sudden it replenishes very quickly. Those are going to be your cues. So we're going to be taking communion over this. And it's going to be asking God for his help. For us to be in motion, but also at rest. So to be at rest in Christ. Jesus already did the work. He made us right with God. He paid a price that none of us could pay. Fulfilled the law that none of us could fulfill. He already did the work. People ask Jesus, what is the work of God? And Jesus said, this is the work, that you believe in the one that God sent. Believe in me. That's the work. So we do the things that we know to do, but we do it trusting that because of Jesus, God's grace is there to equip us and empower us to do it. Even Jesus himself said, on my own, I can do nothing. It's the Father in me that does the work. And Jesus himself said, if you believe in me, you're going to do what I did and even greater. I know not everybody believes that, but Jesus said it. You're going to do what I did and even greater. It's the Father in you that also does the work. Father in me and the Father in you that also does the work. We have to learn how to do this dual concept of being in motion, but also totally at rest. So Heavenly Father, we're just asking for your help today. Help us to be at high levels, Lord, of just being in motion, highly productive, highly efficient, while at the same time being totally at rest in Christ. We're asking for your help today with that, Father. And every time we take communion, it's this opportunity to activate and make relevant these specific promises that God has made, that we can have this rest in Christ. We'll find rest for our souls. We just thank you, Father, that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he told his disciples, take it. Receive this. Just how much he loves you. Think about that. He was willing to send his one and only son. And yes, it was to die for all of us. But make it personal. He was sent to die. He would have done it just for you. He would have done it just for you personally. That's how much he loves you. He's given us access into God's steadfast, unfailing love. He'll never leave us or forsake us. If he would do that, how would he not freely give us all things and richly give us all things to enjoy? And nothing is impossible for him. Just meditating on those concepts of how much he loves you and that nothing is impossible for him. You put those two things together. It's extremely powerful. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and we just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. He's promised to just do good for us all the time. We can find rest for our soul in Christ. and live this life that's connected to God. I believe as we show up and we're in motion and God begins to do the work through us, a beautiful thing happens and that you begin to know him better. You see him working through you and flowing through you. You begin to know him better. Jesus said in John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. We can have this covenant, personal relationship with him and continue to grow in that for eternity. So, Father, we just thank you for this cup and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. We believe we received that. Now, what do you know to do over the next 24 hours? Let's get started. As soon as you finish this video, how could you get one thing that you know to do done immediately? Don't wait. Don't procrastinate immediately. How could you get it done? But it's not you who's doing it. You just make the commitment to get started, to show up, and to do it with a good attitude and trust that God's going to fill in the rest. The pressure is not on you anymore. Roll that pressure onto him. Because when we put the pressure onto him, it squeezes all he wants to do through us. The pressure gets on you, we squeeze God out of the way. Allow him to work through you. Be in motion, but totally at rest, floating down the river, those rivers of living water flowing through you. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.